Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu, and I'm so delighted you could join me on this fabulous sunny day. At least it's sunny here in Oregon. So I'm going to start with my tuning in chant. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me, and it's all around me. It's within all of us and all around us. And I think that's one of the reasons why I enjoy when I go on my walk. I really enjoy noticing all the little things, you know, the little tiny flowers or the cool root in the path or the rustling leaves or whatever. It's just makes me feel really happy and fills me with joy, noticing all the little things, you know. It's just, and you know what? We are one. So, of course, as usual, I'm like, oh, I wonder what I'm going to talk about today. You just never know. And the angels like to say we're flowing with the go. And this kind of seeing what will come out. But one of the things I was getting is that I'm going to right away do my chant for neutral mind, non-attachment. And I'm going to do that first, and then I'll explain a little bit why I'm doing that. So hang tight. Asankanav, asankatav, agamagam asankalo, asankakehe sirapada hoy, akari nam, akari sala, akari gyanagi tugunaga, akari lakanabolanaban, akara sirasan jogavikan, jine lake tisiranai, jifuramai, tiftifai, jeta kita teta now, vinana ve nahi kotao, kurata kavan kaha vichar, varina java ekavar, Jo tu dipave saibalikar tu sadasala mata nirankar. So, non-attachment, neutral mind. Basically, I've just been really pondering for the last couple days, and I have, you know, I've done this off and on throughout my life, kind of the whole idea of what is good and what is bad, and that basically there isn't. There is no good, there is no bad. I mean, that's just a judgment call, because really one thing that I might think is good, another person wouldn't. They would think I was crazy. And so anyway, if we really are all one, and we are, and it's such a hard concept to explain in words, the idea that we are all one, it's like we're this interconnected thing. And again, the angels are showing me the slug trail. So we are each individuals, and we are connected. We're just connected by everything, everything on, you know, we're all out there, the whole universe, whatever, we're all connected. And whatever we do and however we see ourselves and however we see the world, it impacts those around us. And so the whole slug trail thing, which the image, I love the image. It's like we're slugs or snails. I guess they both leave kind of a trail. You know, we're going about our day, we're going and doing our stuff, and whatever you emanate out, it's leaving a little trail behind. And, you know, as you come up against folks, I don't know if you've ever done this, over the last however many years, I've had these wonderings, and now I don't even really think about it because it's so clear to me. But I used to wonder why sometimes I would be met with hostility or unfriendliness. And so then I would kind of ponder that, like, what was that about? And I would, you know, a long time ago, I used to think it was them. And then I finally realized, oh, okay, if I watch and see how I'm, what the energy I'm putting out, that's what's coming back to me. And so Now, you know, maybe you're thinking, you know, you're having a hard day or whatever. Well, that's fine. But it's kind of like, don't get attached to that hard day, or don't get attached to the idea, oh, I'm depressed, so therefore I kind of get an out for everything. You know, I just saw a recent video by this guy named Prince E, E-A, and it's kind of like, where did he come from? It's so, he's really pretty amazing. And he's like a kind of a street guy, like a cool street guy in a way. Anyway, he talked about depression, and he said, don't take it on. Don't take it as you. Like, you could say, you know, I'm depressed, or I have some depression, or however it was he phrased it. But it's like, see it as a cloud. Like, okay, it's going to pass on by. I don't have to take that on. I don't have to buy into it and take it on as my whole identity. So anyway, I've veered way away from what I was talking about, but it's that non-attachment and neutral mind. And I had a session with a woman yesterday that was quite fascinating. And basically what she told me is that all I really needed to do was to see my perfection. And you know, she talked about affirmations and how affirmations are kind of like trying to convince yourself. And, you know, I haven't really done affirmations in a long time, but boy, I could see that. And I've had this idea in my head that, well, I'm holding on to these, you know, extra pounds. And so if I see myself in the mirror, I'm being really positive and whatever. And we talked about that. And it's like, kind of that non-attachment, even to it's not good, it's not bad, it's really not anything. And one of the questions she asked me, she said, because I still had this little tiny piece, granted it has gotten really, really small over the years, so this little tiny piece still of, oh, you know, I need to lose weight. But I got to tell you, it's like this piece of grain of sand compared to what it used to be. So that feels really good. But what she said, which was super cool, is, well, okay, let's say you did lose weight. What would be different? What would you do differently? And I realized nothing, absolutely nothing. I wouldn't be happier. I don't think I'd feel differently. Seriously, I'm so happy how I am now. And just living life to the fullest and loving, you know, being with my husband in our new house. I mean, the joy is just so great, and we're just loving it. So anyway, I know I'm rambling around a little bit, but really it's about that kind of non-judgment of it's not good or bad. You know what? I have some weight on me. Who cares, really? Who cares? I'm still doing all the things I love to do. I'm dancing, I'm walking, I'm hiking, riding my bike some. I'm loving life. I'm enjoying life. And you know what? I'm just feeling so thrilled and happy to be in this body. And it's like, okay, if I'm supposed to hold some extra weight right now, who cares? Oh, so what, you know? And so, you know, I'm doing the chant too, because I want to just let any, you know, even that grain of sand, you know, can rub around and create an abrasion. So I want to really just let that go too. But anyway, non-attachment to good or bad, what is it really? What is it? I happen to see, of course, I put happened in quotes. I happen to see this kind of interesting, I guess it must have been a blog post this morning. And it was some guy who was talking about, and he had written it a few years ago, and it was about how he wasn't going to call himself a light work anymore. And I read the whole thing because I was kind of fascinated by what he was saying. And basically he felt like, if you call your, he got some of the stuff, I got what he was saying about light and dark and why should I call myself a light worker? That's kind of like saying dark is bad or whatever. But he was kind of going into this whole conspiracy theory thing, which I found really fascinating. And he must have had, like, he had some like almost 900 comments on the thing, which I read a couple of them. And I just found it really fascinating. Like, okay, this is interesting that this particular article popped up, you know, just at this time as I'm kind of, you know, going deeper into pondering the good or bad, right? The light or dark, that kind of thing. And so really, and then the other thing that I was thinking about this morning is the whole idea of kind of that non-attachment and being neutral, you know, like, okay, I look in the mirror and I see, you know, before I take a bath and I just feel happy, you know. Well, is that bad? Am I supposed to be more not so attached or whatever? Anyway, you know, I was having this thought that, well, if you're in a state of non-attachment, does that mean you're just like totally kind of blah? And so anyway, I don't know. There's just all these thoughts kind of swirling around in my head. And, you know, here on this show, I just let them rip, you know, soul flow, and just see what comes out. I mean, you know, a part of it is clarity for myself. And then part of it is if anyone, you know, does listen, you know, I know, the angels say there's gems in there for everyone, and there's stuff that's going to be pertinent to everyone. So anyway, I'm just enjoying this process and loving it. And you know what? If I still have a grain of sand of doubt left, who cares, really? Because I feel things are just really, really shifting. The world is shifting. There, it looks crazy out there, but the world is shifting. It seriously is doing a lot of shifting, and I feel it. And you know, I'm just going day by day and minute by minute and see what I'm supposed to do, and trusting that process. You know, that's part of what I'm learning. You know, because there's all these shoulds. Like, oh, I should meditate, I should do this, I should do that, I should X, 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 X. And, you know, is that going to make me happier? I don't know, maybe, maybe not. But as my dear friend Michael says, don't shoot on me. And it's easy to get caught up in that. But I feel, again, that's another grain of sand that's that just little grain of sand of the should in my life. So boy, it's really, really dropped away so much. And, you know, it can be super valuable to look back on yourself and see how far you've come. I mean, in some ways, I feel like I'm an absolutely completely different person than I was. I mean, I spent a fair amount of time feeling kind of depressed, having despair, shame, all that kind of stuff throughout my life. And, oh my God, it's just like a major, beautiful revelation, joy to have, to be where I'm at now. And I just feel so blessed. Okay, the lady just told me I have about a minute and a half. What I like to say is that I'm wallowing in gratitude. And it's true. The more I wallow in gratitude, the more grateful I feel and the more joyful I feel. So whatever works for you, you know, that's the key, really. Whatever works for you, wallow around in it and see how you feel, you know. Wallow around in some joy. Wallow around in some sadness, you know. Maybe that works for you. I don't know. Who am I to judge? But anyway, we do. We get into this big judgment even about all the emotions. You know, it's horror. It's bad to feel anger. Or it's not spiritual to feel anger. Blah, 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 et cetera. So anyway, I hope you all have a fabulous, beautiful, blessed day. And I'm just here doing my rambling, my soul flow. And looking forward to going on a walk with the little cutest dog ever that I'm taking care of. That's our joke with the owner. We call her the cutest dog ever. All right. Many blessings to you and much love. Have a fabulous, fabulous day.